Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and once again, thank you for tuning in once again. Today, I wanted to touch bases on my weekly goals and my monthly goals, and I know it won't be easy. It's not going to be easy. I'm going to have a lot of obstacles left and right, but my goal, my primary goal is to accomplish those goals. Okay, and before I continue with this topic, I'm going to give you a quick background about myself in order to see where I'm coming from and why these goals are important to me. So let me take it back like 3 years ago, I believe. I was in Vegas. I was partying. We were drunk. There was this white girl that walked by. She dropped her camera. The camera was picked up. We looked around, and that white girl was nowhere to be found. So what did I do? I kept the camera. Since then, I started shooting with the camera, I started video recording with the camera, and I continued because people were liking the little I was doing. So because of that, I decided to upgrade cameras. I decided to pursue photography little by little, and last year, I've taken photography a little bit, not a little bit, but I took it serious. God bless me, I was able to make some change of photography, and because of that, I feel like I'm in need to pursue photography for a very long time. So with that being said, my monthly goal is to start investing, really invest in photography, invest in my movement, invest of what I want to do. I have a couple ideas, I have a couple of projects, they've been started. But as long as I invest, I can continue and I can develop them. I can develop the project. I can bring the project to life. And that's what I really want to do. I really, really want to do that. And that is why I've set this goal for myself. And within that goal, I have weekly goals, which has to do with photography as well, which I will at least try to go and photograph anything, anywhere, twice a week. That's my goal. Twice a week, at least, photograph something, someone. Hopefully, any of you guys out there want to help me. You guys want to link up. We can go ahead and meet. We can go ahead and shoot. We can create a project. We can do anything. Art is art, and it's always a fun thing to collaborate with people. Jumping back to my weekly goal, I want to work out 3 to 4 times a week. Before the year was over, I went in a slump where I wasn't working out when I wasn't physically active. I did it on purpose. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't like, oh, you know, fuck life or anything like that. No. Just like everyone else, I had a couple of issues. I had a couple of problems. But problems can always be solved if you have a positive mind. Although I kept my head up and I'm blessed to make some change off photography, I didn't want to get up and work out. I didn't want to do none of that physical stuff. I wanted to see what it was like to feel heavy, let's say, a weight I haven't felt before. And even though it wasn't the greatest feeling, it felt great because I've been able to overcome that. So before the year was over, I started to do some workouts here and there. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't easy, and it's not easy. And that is why I'm setting a goal for myself this year to work out 3 to 4 times a week. I have pictures, and I will post those pictures up sooner or later so you can see the before and after. So with that being said, my weekly goals is to shoot twice a week at least, work out 3 to 4 times a week, and invest monthly in my photography, in my movement. And like I said earlier, I know it's not going to be easy. I know there's going to be obstacles, but we got to keep our head up. We got to keep our chest up. And like my pop said, querer es poder. And like my mom said, don't leave for tomorrow what you can do today. You heard? One.